USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Fear and worry among women's rights activists after Missouri lawmakers passed a ban on abortions after 8 weeks that does not include exceptions for incest or rape. Governor Mike Parson says he supports it and will sign it.
But it's a piece of legislation that the legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Activists in states that have passed similar restrictive abortion measures are now fighting back, responding to the nation's most restrictive law on abortion. Activists have taken aim at media companies that use Georgia as a production hub, along with Alabama-based automakers such as Hyundai and Mercedes-Benz. Maryland and Colorado officials told staff not to travel to Alabama to protest its abortion law, which was passed this week. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis plans to fight a federal plan to fly hundreds of immigrants from the Mexican border to South Florida counties. DeSantis said the state's legislature had passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities, and also,
we're going to work with them to help them, you know, remove criminal aliens. We're not going to be like some of these other states that are not allowing, you know, federal authorities to come into a jail or a courthouse. So we've been very cooperative.
But he said Florida cannot accommodate just dumping unlawful immigrants into the state. President Trump is insisting that reports of arguments with his national security team over the situation in Iran is not true. He pushed back against the report that he privately expressed concerns that his advisors were trying to steer him into a war with Iran.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite another green jacket, Tiger Woods falls short again. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
After a sensational Master win, Tiger Woods missed the cut at this week's PGA Championship on Long Island. Tiger talked to the media afterward.
I've enjoyed being the Masters champion again, and the PGA was a quick turnaround, and unfortunately, I just didn't play well. I didn't do all the little things I needed to do correctly to post good scores and put myself in position to shoot good scores.
Tiger finished 5 over through his 36 holes. That was way below the cut line for the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Life in North Korea has gone from bad to even worse. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Millions of North Koreans don't have enough to eat as the isolated communist state is suffering through its worst drought in 37 years. The United Nations says as many as 10 million in the north are in, quote, urgent need of food assistance. They say that people have been surviving on only 10.5 ounces of food a day on average this year. The state media is reporting only 2 inches of rain has fallen during the first 5 months of the year, the smallest amount of rainfall since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.